Blog Talk Radio.
California. Thank y'all for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to leave a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. 516-531-9483. Now, today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Now, I also sponsor my own show, of course, I want to thank myself for sponsoring my show. And if you guys want to reach me, I can help you with any of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or referring someone to me who wants to buy or sell. I give hefty referral checks. So send me some people, whoever you know, some of your friends, relatives, or whomever. I can help them every step of the way. Just send them to frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's where you can go to my website. It's really neat. Go in there and look around, and you can send me a message through the site. You know, tell me what you're doing, what you're looking for, or what have you, and I will be back in touch. Again, that's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Or you can send me an email, frankwilliams@kw.com. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. It's Friday. I hope you guys have had a great week. I know there's some people just now going to work or just now getting off work or have to go to work tonight. Whatever the case may be, it's still Friday. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, let's see. Today's word of the day is absolve. Absolve. A-B-S-O-L-V-E. Absolve is a verb, and it means to set someone free from an obligation or the consequences of guilt. Absolve is to set someone free from an obligation or the consequences of guilt. To pardon or forgive a sin, usually as a sacrament. Absolve. So when you hear somebody say, he was absolved by some such and such, that means he was set free, or pardoned, or didn't have to do something, you know, or, you know, there was some consequences for guilt. All right, absolve. Absolve is a pretty good word. I think you guys should grab that, take it, and run with it however you want. Use it when you can, what have you, right? Now, again, it's Friday. It's Free Fall Friday. Anyone can call in. Anyone can call in and talk. And you can talk about anything. I don't care what it is. Sports, you know, religion, you know, politics, whatever you want to talk about. The show is open to you. All lines are open. You guys can call in and just press that number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. All right. Now, I am into the show. So, what I wanted to say about today's show, and it's Free Fall Friday, so you could talk about whatever. I wanted to talk about this man. I'm not sure what city or state they were in, but there's a video that surfaced. And the vantage point that I saw was from the neighbors across the street. Okay. The camera looks like it was set up on the victims. I call them victims. It was set up on the victim's home. Okay. So they were out in front of their home, their own home. All right. And they were fighting with a neighbor. Not physically fighting, punching back and forth. But they were talking. And wherever this city and state is, it's cold, it's snowy, snow on the ground everywhere. They're out there shoveling snow. And I don't know how they got into it or whatever. They didn't show all that. But next thing you know, they're screaming at their neighbors across the street, or him across the street, calling them every name under the sun. I mean, he was calling this dude everything. Every name under the sun he'd call him. And again, I don't know what state they were in or what city they were in or whatever, but it was cold, snow on the ground, and these people were shoveling snow. So again, the vantage point was from their house, the victim's house. I guess their security cameras or whatever was shining, was shooting right in the driveway, right into the street. And you could only see the neighbor's yard. You couldn't see their house. You could only see their yard. And the neighbors across the street had a little steep driveway that goes up to the house, I guess. So they out there, he and his wife, they're out there raising hell with the neighbor. And they were out there shoveling snow, right? They raising hell to the neighbor about shoveling snow. I don't know if he was shoveling snow to their side of the road or what he was doing. But when I saw the video, I guess it was a little ways in because they were just screaming at this man and calling him all kind of, female private parts. And you're a blank, 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 and you're a son of a dump, dump, dump. And they were just screaming, standing in the middle of the street in their neighborhood, screaming at this neighbor. So this neighbor, I see him all of a sudden starts to walk kind of fast up his driveway, okay, to his house. I'm like, oh crap. Now, and I didn't know what was getting ready to happen, but the title says, man kills his neighbors over shoveling snow. Okay, so the guy goes fast walking up his driveway to his house. I'm like, oh man, this dude mad. He mad. All right. And so the husband from the neighbors across the street, he's still standing in the middle of the road cursing. You blank blank this, you blank blank that. You blank, blank, you ain't nothing but a blank, blank, blankety, blank, blank. And so then the wife comes out. She was already standing in the driveway. She was talking trash too. She comes out in the road. They both standing there screaming at this guy. This guy comes out the house, comes down the driveway, and he's got his pistol. He's like, pow, pow, pow. he shot, and the husband took off running back toward the house. And he shot the husband, bang. And the husband fell in the driveway, and he shot the wife, bang, bang. She fell in the middle of the street, right? But both of them were still living, all right? The wife was there. She was in, like I said, in the middle of the road, and she was struggling, trying to get up, trying to get up, trying to get up. And the husband, I don't know, all I could see was his legs. And he was laying in the driveway, in his driveway, right? Because he took off and left his wife. He was running back to the house when he found out this guy, when he got his pistol. I guess he was going to get his pistol, but the guy shot him, okay? Then so, looked like some young teenagers came into the picture from the right-hand side of the screen. And they were looking at the lady in the street, and they was like, somebody call for help, somebody call for help. Now, at this point, the neighbor that shot him, he was gone back into the house. He had went back up his driveway into the house. The kids were out there saying, somebody call the police, somebody call for help. And then the shooter, the guy that shot him from across the street, he came back out of the house, but this time he had a shotgun or a rifle, or I couldn't tell, a shotgun or a rifle, but he came back out the house with his rifle, coming down the driveway, walking fast with his rifle. And like I say, the wife still laying in the street. She couldn't get up, but she was struggling, trying to get up. And he came out and he said, I told you, you shut your mouth. And he said, bow, shot her. Right? Went across the street into the driveway and was talking to the husband. I told you to shut up and stop running your mouth. Pow, pow, shot him twice. Then came back and shot the wife again. Pow! And went on up his driveway. And actually, he went into the house and shot himself. Killed himself. So he killed his two neighbors. And then he went inside and killed himself. Okay? I always wonder why people kill themselves. But, you know, your life probably over anyway. You're going to sit in jail for the rest of your life. But, yeah, he shot both his neighbors, killed both his neighbors. Now, when they showed it again, the wife was not moving. She was laid in the middle of the road. She was dead. The husband's legs still, that's all I could see, was the bottom of his legs, like from the knees down. And he was laying there lifeless. So he done killed both his neighbors, then went in the house and killed himself, all over snow, shoveling snow. That's what they got into it about. Shoveling snow. Now, so, you know, when you think about that, I was like, man, that wouldn't be me. I couldn't kill anyone. I mean, I don't know if I could or couldn't. I mean, I guess if you push me enough or push me too far, I guess I could or would. Or if you try to harm me or my family, I'm sure that I would then. But they were out in the street arguing back and forth with each other. I guess at some point he got the inkling to go in the house and get his pistol. They're neighbors across the street from each other. And all I can say is they don't know each other. Or they may know each other, but they definitely don't like each other. And the neighbors across the street who got killed, they're the only ones I saw shoveling snow. But they laid into this dude. They cursed him and called him every name in the book. But he flew up the driveway, went into his house, and when he came back out, that guy, he started to retreat then. And he was like, pow, pow, pow. And the wife, I don't know why she didn't try to run. She just stood there. But she got shot. Pow, pow. She was like, no, no, no. And this dude goes back into the house and get his shotgun or his rifle or whatever and come back out. This is execution style. He come back out, come back down the driveway, pow, shoot the wife, go over to their driveway, and pow, pow, shoot the husband. Then walking back to his house, he shoot the wife again. Pow! And he gone up in his house. Yes, at some point, they heard another gunshot. Boom! He killed himself. Oh, my goodness. It's so, you know, it's some strangers out there, guys. It's some strangers out there. And I tell you, if you know someone who's unstable like that and has guns and all this other stuff, I don't know how to protect them, but you need to figure out how to protect them and even how to protect yourself, because you never know what might happen if y'all get into it about something. Okay. So some people may be friends with you now, but something may happen in the future that make them not be friends with you anymore. In turn, people who are unstable mentally will turn and do something drastic, push them that away. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call, talk about a story that you know, anything. I don't care what it is. That's fine. And so, another thing I wanted to talk about was a friend of mine that went to high school with me always asked me to tell this story. But it's, I guess it's entertaining to them, but it's okay with me. And I know they're on the show today. So I was play high school basketball. Okay, one of the top guys in high school as a junior and a senior in high school. So one of the guys on the team, on my team, he thought he was all there. He came from this private school in Atlanta. He came from his private school and came to our high school, and he's gonna play basketball, and he's gonna be the star of the team. Well, we find out that this guy really can't play. Now, he decent. He could jump. He had a little hops on him, but you know that was about it. Okay. So, and he was a guard like me. I played point guard in high school. Well, I could really play every position in high school, but that was my starting position, was point guard in high school. So anyway, so we're playing across the road, on the side of the city. We playing a high school from the other side of the city, one of our rivals, right? And so, and we're at home. We're playing at home, right? It's a pretty tight game. I mean, the gym was just stacked. I mean, people were everywhere. It was sold out that night. Of course, it was a rival game. Sold out that night. So we going towards the end of the game. Maybe had 3 minutes left in the game or something. You know, maybe it was. You know, we may have been up by 3 points or something, okay? And we ended up winning the game, but maybe we were up by 3 points at that point. So something happened, and we got the ball, And the coach put this guy in the game. Okay, I'm already in the game. So the coach put this guy in the game. Because we're trying to hold a ball, okay, to keep it from the other team. And he was a guard. I'm a guard. So we're trying to work it so we could put – we're putting ball handlers in the game so we could hold a ball, right? So he put this guy in the game, all right? We're the ball's out of bounds right here at the half-court line, all right? So and we're, like, right there at our bench. So he put this guy in the game. He come in the game, and he's – straight up nervous. He hadn't played the whole game, right? Straight up nervous. I could see it in his face. So referee got the ball. Referee blow his whistle. He get this guy the ball. This guy taking the ball out of bounds, right? On my team, the guy was telling you came from the private school, thought he could play. He on my team, so he's standing there. He gets the ball from the referee. So when we were in school, we used to slap the ball in our hands. We slap the ball, make that sound, pow, and that means, you know, start the play. You know, whatever play we run and start the play. He slapped the ball, so we did our play, and I come straight up from the out of bounds line, come straight up towards the ball, like, give me the ball. I'm right here, right? I'm open. I'm right here. Give me the ball. That's where the ball's supposed to come to me, right? I'll come to him and give me the ball. I'm right here. This dude reared back and throw that ball like a baseball, a basketball. He threw it like a baseball right in my face. Bam! Just hit me square in the face. I'm talking about nose just burning. Nose burning, eyes burning, everything just burning. I'm like, oh, man, of course I did not catch the ball. The ball hit me in the face and went right back out of bounds. And then the coach took him back out of the game right then. I mean, he didn't even get a chance to get on the floor and touch the ball. Well, he touched it when the referee gave it to him, but he slammed me in the face with the ball. He goes out of bounds. They get the ball, and now we got to play defense. I mean, that was the craziest thing I ever had happen to me, probably in all my years of playing basketball. That was probably the craziest thing that ever happened to me. And I know my friend, he's losing his mind now. He was at that game that night. And actually sitting on like the second row in the bleachers and just raising hell with me. You're supposed to be rooting for me, man. I'm telling him this because he's on the show. You're supposed to be rooting for me, man. But you were heckling me. Trying to do everything you could for me to screw up. But that was the craziest thing probably that ever happened to me in a basketball game. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. I mean, my nose didn't bleed or anything, but if you've ever been hit in the face with a ball, you know how it is, right? You know how it is. And, man, that was some crazy stuff right there. We talked about that for probably a year and a half. that was funny. All right, 516-531-9483. I got about 10 or 15 minutes left in the show, guys. And I got people up on the show, but you guys don't seem to want to share anything today on Free Fall Friday. And it's okay. I understand that's fine. I know there's a lot on you guys' mind, but and another thing I can talk about, I guess, before I close out is people been talking about the stimulus. Okay, getting stimulus money Frank, you think we're going to get $1,400 from the stimulus? Yeah, I think so, but everybody's not going to get it. Okay? Now they're talking about the only people who are going to receive the stimulus are people who make $75,000 or less combined income. Okay? So if you're married, okay, then you and your husband's income doesn't exceed $75,000 a year, then yes, you'll get the stimulus. But people who are a combined income of more than $75,000 a year are not going to get the stimulus. That's what I saw in the news, okay? So if you have a combined household income of over $75,000 a year, you will not be getting the stimulus, okay? You will not be getting the $1,400, or you will not be getting the $2,800 or whatever you think. But it did get passed early this morning, about 5:30 this morning. They passed the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill that Biden and his team is put together. And so, you know, you start to see that. And the reason that they say they weren't giving it to everyone this time, because they say that the people who make less than $75,000 tend to take that stimulus check and put it back into the economy as fast as they can, where people who make more than $75,000 they've been saving their stimulus check. Okay? They don't want you to save it. They want you to take it out there and spend it immediately. But I know how it is, and I understand that. I see that, because think about it. Someone making less than $75,000 a year, and it's a lot of those people, and they're immediately thinking about what can they buy when they get their stimulus check. What can they buy when they get their stimulus check? They can get that 85-inch TV they want. Or they can get that. They can get those couple of pair of those new Jordans that they want. And they will. They'll go out there and drop that money into the economy so fast it'll make your head swim. But other people would try to save that stimulus. So save it for a rainy day or what have you. But that's the deal. And, you know, I don't know if that's going to change, if everybody's going to get that. I don't know. But as far as I've heard, it's only going to go to households with the combined income of less than $75,000. So if you guys, your household is more than $75,000, hey, keep on doing what you're doing. Don't worry about the stimulus check. Go do your thing. Or sell one of your products to some of the people that do get the stimulus money. Do that. Okay? So, anyway, it's been great talking to you guys. It's Friday. I hope you guys have had a great week. I hope you guys have a great weekend. It's Super Bowl weekend. I don't know if you're rooting for the Chiefs or the Buccaneers. I got my little heart set on the Chiefs. No money on the line, but I do have my heart set on the Chiefs winning another Super Bowl. So let's see what happens on Sunday. Okay, a lot of people been talking trash to me, talking about they think Brady may win another one, his seventh. But I think he's gonna be disappointed. All right, I think he's gonna be disappointed. And someone's put $2.5 million. On the Buccaneers. I don't know what the odds are. I don't know what the line is in Vegas. The odds are in Vegas, but He put down $2.5 million, and I'm pretty sure that Tampa Bay are the underdogs. So, hey, if Tampa Bay does win, then, hey, he'll be sitting pretty on Monday morning. Right? He'll be sitting pretty on Monday morning. All right? And, guys, I am seriously thinking of this, how to get my foundation started. Thinking about it. Okay? So, I'm going to need you guys' help once I do get it off the ground. I will need you guys' help. So, think about it. Help me out when I ask. Have a great weekend, guys. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. See you.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your foot and make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it in submission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, then that kill it, watch me flip it like the fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a set, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt. You crawl, but you wrong, you can't ball, let me breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you breathe. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch. Life's Monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up the soda, diamonds off the roids. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and same. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, curry chicken, call it stir fry. Take off from the bird, keep or let the birds fly. Why I started set my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead, fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all sides. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Keep watching me, whip up, still keep real and same. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.